2006, Alfonso Soriano. The game. New York Mets 7, Washington Nationals 1. RFK Stadium, Washington, D.C. The attendance, 40,530 on Tuesday, April the 11th, 2006. The weather, 70s and sunny. Hall of Famers. Nationals manager Frank Robinson and Mets pitchers Tom Glavine and Pedro Martinez. Future Hall of Famers? Maybe Mets outfielder Carlos Beltran will be eligible in 2023. Game highlights. 5 of the 8 position players voted to start the 2006 All-Star Game for the National League were in the starting lineups for the Nationals' 2006 home opener. The problem for Washington? 4 of the 5 played for the New York Mets. Shortstop Jose Reyes, catcher Paul DeLuca, center fielder Carlos Beltran, and third baseman David Wright combined for 8 hits this day, scoring 4 runs and driving in 6. The potent Mets offense also included first baseman Carlos Delgado, acquired in the offseason from the Florida Marlins. Delgado reached base twice and scored. New York would coast to the National League East title in 2006. The 5th NL starter? Nationals' newly acquired star left fielder Alfonso Soriano collected one of only 3 Nationals hits, a meaningless home run in the 7th. Rookie third baseman Ryan Zimmerman, who had hit his first career home run a week earlier at New York, also singled. The story. By opening day 2006, the euphoria of the Nationals' inaugural season had worn off. Major League Baseball was still dragging its feet, not yet naming a new owner for the franchise, and the team languished in mediocrity after a 5th consecutive offseason without a future vision. The glint of optimism spawned by a shocking 51-30 start in 2005 was muted by a depleted roster for 2006 and a 2-5 start on the road. The home opener was typical of the season that lay ahead, a forgettable pitching matchup, a good but less-than-capacity crowd, and a single shining star in a losing effort, Alfonso Soriano. There were no stars on the pitcher's mound this day. The matchup was a powerful reminder of how spoiled I had been. Almost every year for the past 36, opening day starting pitchers had included the best of the best. 5 future Hall of Famers, Mike Mussina, Jim Palmer, Fergie Jenkins, Pedro Martinez, and Burt Blyleven. 9 others who won Cy Young Awards, Mike Cuellar, Vida Blue, Mike Scott, Lamar Hoyt, Mike Flanagan, Roger Clemens, Rick Sutcliffe, Bartolo Colon, and CC Sabathia. And countless others with at least an All-Star Game appearance. This day, we got Ramon Ortiz for Washington and Brian Bannister for New York. Ortiz's career would span 12 seasons on 8 teams. He led his league in home runs surrendered in 2002 and losses in 2006 and would retire with a forgettable 4.95 ERA. Bannister was worse. He would hang it up after just 5 seasons with a 5.05 ERA. But today, the Nationals made Bannister look like an all-star. Soriano's solo shot in the 7th provided the day's only offense for Washington. It was his 3rd home run of the young season, a year that would see him win the hearts of hungry fans in Washington, be voted to start the 2006 All-Star Game, and put up historic numbers on offense. And just as opening day was a microcosm of the season for the Nationals, so too was 2006 a mini version of Soriano's career. He changed teams twice, changed positions once, earned some individual accolades, and put up numbers on offense that were great, but not good enough. Soriano was a superstar on a team that had none, a rare talent who possessed both power and speed. He joined the Nationals in December 2005 when Nats general manager Jim Bowden sent popular outfielder Brad Wilkerson and 2 others to the Rangers for Soriano. The arbitration-eligible second baseman had played in 4 consecutive All-Star games representing the American League. He emerged from the arbitration process in February 2006 with a 1-year, $10 million contract to play for the Nationals. Soriano's professional baseball career began in Japan in the late 1990s before signing with the Yankees organization. Once in the majors, he put up excellent numbers in 2001, yet finished 3rd in Rookie of the Year voting, behind Ichiro Suzuki and CeCe Sabathia. In 2002, he was the best-hitting second baseman in the American League with 39 homers and 102 RBIs. Soriano led the league in runs, hits, and stolen bases, yet finished third in most valuable player voting behind Juicers Miguel Tejada and Alex Rodriguez. After another stellar season in 2003, Soriano was sent to Texas in exchange for Rodriguez and cash. Two more All-Star seasons later, he was shipped off to Washington. When told during spring training by Nationals manager Frank Robinson he would be moving from second base to left field, Soriano was more than unhappy. He flat out refused. But with 10 million reasons in 2006 to reconsider, and an even bigger payday looming in free agency, the speedy slugger decided to accept the change. By July 2006, the mood around the Nationals was more upbeat. Major League Baseball accepted $450 million from local developer Ted Lerner to own the team. The Lerner family outlasted seven others in a process that had dragged out for nearly 2 years since MLB decided to move the Montreal Expos to Washington in September 2004. On July 21st, the Lerners staged a second opening day of sorts, a grand reopening, promising a better game day experience for the next season and a half at 45-year-old RFK before moving to a shiny new ballpark. Lerner family members, front office executives, players, and coaches greeted fans at every entrance, even 70-year-old manager Robinson. Frank was only supposed to be at the gate for 30 minutes, but he stayed an hour, said an appreciative Mark Lerner, Ted's son and the team's managing partner. At another entrance was an emotional and excited Soriano, connecting face-to-face with his D.C. fans. Most assumed that with the Nationals deeply entrenched in last place in their division, and the trading deadline looming in just 10 days, the All-Stars' brief stay in Washington was nearing an end.
"Everybody says, stay, please don't go,"
he told Tom Boswell of the Washington Post of his pre-game meet-and-greet experience.
"The team knows how I feel. I love D.C. It's a great city. I believe in my friends here. I like to stay. I'm waiting."
The inspired Nationals won their next six games at home and re-energized the fans. Soriano led the charge, reaching base 15 times in 28 plate appearances, hitting two home runs and stealing two bases. He would finish the season with 46 homers and 41 steals, making him only the fourth player in Major League history to reach the 40-40 milestone. The careers of the other three, Jose Canseco, 1988, Barry Bonds, 1996, and Alex Rodriguez, 1998, were stained by evidence of steroid use. Add his 41 doubles, Soriano's 2006 performance stands alone. He remains the only player in baseball history to top 40 in all three categories in a single season. Alfonso said he'd like to stay in Washington. He got his wish, for a few months anyway. The 2006 trading deadline came and went, and Soriano remained a National for the rest of the season, allowing D.C. fans to celebrate his historic milestone. After hitting home run number 40 in Philadelphia on August 19th, he stole base number 40 at RFK 4 weeks later. Bowden was criticized by many for not trading Soriano in July for future talent, but in November, after Soriano signed an 8-year, $136 million deal with the Chicago Cubs, the Nationals were awarded two compensatory draft picks in 2007. They used the second of those picks to select right-handed pitcher Jordan Zimmermann, who would become a two-time All-Star, a stalwart in the starting rotation of the Nationals' first-ever playoff team in 2012, and author of the team's first no-hitter in 2014. As for Soriano, after six and a half productive seasons in Chicago, the Cubs traded him in July 2013 to the Yankees, the same team that welcomed him to the big leagues nearly 14 years earlier. He was released a year later. In 16 seasons, Soriano hit more than 400 home runs and stole nearly 300 bases, a set of numbers that earned many others Hall of Fame consideration. He ranks 11th all-time with a power-speed number of 339.71, a metric crafted in 1980 by baseball stats guru Bill James, recognizing the rare combination of home runs and stolen bases by the same player. Of the 10 ranked ahead of him, 2 have been punished by Hall voters for using performance-enhancing drugs, Bonds and Rodriguez, and Carlos Beltran has yet to appear on the ballot as of 2022. 6 of the other 7 have been inducted in Cooperstown: Ricky Henderson, Willie Mays, Joe Morgan, Andre Dawson, Hank Aaron, and Craig Biggio. But not Alfonso Soriano. He got no love from the voters. His lack of clutch hitting in the postseason with the Yankees, 2001 through 03, and Cubs, 2007 and 8, was notable. The 2.13 average and only 4 home runs in 186 postseason plate appearances. Combined with his legacy of poor fielding, especially early in his career at second base, Soriano's time on the Hall of Fame ballot lasted as long as his career with the Washington Nationals. He first appeared on the ballot in 2020, receiving less than 2% of the vote. A player needs 75% to get into the Hall and 5% to stay on the ballot in subsequent years. He was done after just one season. For the box score and play-by-play, visit openingday5050.com.